Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on a third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, our bulk mail drivers. That would be Felix and the gang, with all the mail going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices to be delivered to your dooryard today. And, of course, the suicide jockeys taking the gas and the diesel to the gas stations from the terminals. And let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social, the president's new website. We're over there at Captain's America, and you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America, and we're also on our website, the Captain's America Third Watch, .com, where if you can't hear us anywhere else, go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and you will be able to hear us wherever you're at on your cell phone or on your computer. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, President Biden is over in Korea, and he's making a big deal about what?
Well, that's exactly it. The one place that he should be visiting in all of this is Taiwan.
Correct.
And he's not.
Yep.
Another place that he should probably be visiting is Sri Lanka.
Yep.
And he's not.
Mm-hmm.
So, the White House is trying to change things up dramatically here.
Well, they're trying to change the subject matter.
That's what I'm talking about.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Anything but what's going on. And by the way, we'll cut right to the chase. Hunter Biden is in big trouble right now. And to coin a phrase that I saw somewhere, it's like he's got a ball and a chain around his neck. And it sounds to me like they're getting very close to getting Hunter for something. And you and I talked during the break that it looked like it was going to be a plea bargain to where he wouldn't really wind up with some hard time, might wind up with having to pay a fine or something. But
Biden is the most protected person by the Department of Justice that's out there. Okay?
Correct.
The Department of Justice knows precisely everything that is happening because the FBI has had that laptop now for 3 years.
Yep.
But, I mean, a lot of other people have that laptop, too. So the Department of Justice has gone full bore to protect all things Biden. So if we think that anything is necessarily going to happen to him, I think we need to think again. There'll be plea deals or this or that. But we already have this Hollywood type. Remember, you got this Hollywood guy out there that,
right,
was the one that actually paid off Hunter's IRS tax bill of over $2 million.
Right.
you know, there's a lot of things in motion here that are not being reported. However, I do find it absolutely fascinating that NBC News, hold on to your seatbelt for this one.
Right.
NBC News actually did an analysis of the hard drive.
Yes.
And they show that Hunter actually took $11 million from 2013 to 2018.
Correct.
Most of it coming from China.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Isn't it a wonder that his father isn't visiting Taiwan this week?
Right.
One China policy. They're protecting it. It shouldn't be one.
And you left out the rest of the story, and I'm going to throw it in here because it needs to be there. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, and bankrolls.
Well, I mean, it kind of
all on the hard, all on the hard drive. Yep.
Yep. I'm not, concerned about all of that.
I know, but it showed again this lifestyle that was going on, and I'm gonna say right now, and I don't know for sure, but my prediction is there's somebody on there in some of those notes and tapes and videos and all that stuff that doesn't want to be there when it comes out.
Okay, I don't know what you're referring to, but okay.
I think they caught somebody playing in the backyard there with the sex and the drugs. That's what I think is going on. Again, there's too much room for blackmail here. Some really key.
It's all that. That's why he's the most protected person in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
By Washington, D.C., I should say. Not in Washington, D.C., but by Washington.
Yep. There's way too much going on here. Blackmail and the whole nine yards because of what could be released on different people. We don't know who the people are, but one can only assume by who they have been hanging around with. And I understand Epstein also was brought up in all of this too, somehow.
I have not seen any indication of that.
I heard it mentioned. I didn't see it. I heard it mentioned.
I have a very close friend of mine that has had the laptop for quite some time.
Yep.
He has cultivated it, and Epstein is not mentioned in it at all.
Yep.
He has seen it.
Oh, I know where I heard that. It's when I went to that thing there I told you about, that conference they had, and that guy was there, the computer guy, whatever he was. All right, hold on, folks. You're coming back with more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful Friday. Hope you're having a good day, too. Be right back.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon? 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends from Geico Insurance. Now remember, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they can insure not only your car, not only your truck, but also your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV. And if you really want to save money, the way to do it is to bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy with your automobile, and you will save a boatload of money. To find out more, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, to find out more. And don't forget, Geico.com, you can also get a quote there if you want to. Oh, but you can also find out where your local agent is located there as well. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And the phone lines lit up while we were gone, so I got two calls. I'm going to take the first one. It's Bagab and Bob. Bagab and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just want to know if Sweden and Finland are both fully in NATO now.
No.
And I guess they aren't.
No.
They're just applying.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, both of those countries are arms manufacturers, and both of them, don't they have pretty good-sized armies? And I guess that's about it, Captain, is they should be well-equipped to fight if they need to. All right.
Okay, well, I guess I can give them a couple of yeses there. You want to add to that, Denise?
Finland's got a pretty good defense program. Sweden, not so much.
Mm-hmm. And Finland...
But
go ahead. Go ahead.
Here's an interesting thing that just happened. and that is Russia has just seized Google's bank account. So Google has just put out, so Google has is pulling all of its employees, apparently, out of Russia.
Okay, that's significant. That's significant.
It's very significant. Absolutely very significant.
All right, well, we've got Elliot on the phone, so let me go over there real quick because Elliot's always got something great to say. Okay, good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning to Denise. Hey, guys, look here. I want to run this by you and see what you think. You know, from conservative radio to conservative cable news channels, Fox and Newsmax, they discuss a plethora of issues, but not this one much at all. It is very, very important. I am speaking about the Democrats who shield Joe Biden from the epic catastrophe he caused. Over $100 billion stolen. Some reports have it over $163 billion of taxpayers' money used for the COVID relief. Some stolen by a black computer whiz who mastered his technique, stole millions, began to rap his message on social media sites, and to how to rip off Joe Biden's program. Now, millions of wokers and thieves alike listen to the rapper, message, and apply their skills. One man bragged on social media how he stole close to $14 million from the feds. He went to a casino and gambled and lost over $5 million. He paid the casino $100,000 to use their new Phantom Rolls Royce. The level of people who drew wealth from this is enormous in itself. Joe Biden, total failure to not secure the COVID-19 fund relief, over $163 billion. You know, this is an impeachable offense. This is what we should also be talking about. It must be discussed more as an issue of importance. Thanks for the opportunity, Captain. Have a great morning.
All right, thank you, Ellen. Okay, first of all, I want to say this before you start, Denise. If we start talking impeachment, we need to be the majority in charge first, because otherwise it's just water over
Correct.
The dam.
Correct.
Right.
I would be looking hard between Treasury and the Department of Justice. I actually did an interview on Monday on my own radio show about this very thing, about the PPP fraud money. And that's where the biggest dollars are, and we are doing some clawbacks. There are some things that are happening there, but it's clearly not enough. By a long stretch. So I would put this on Treasury and the Department of Justice. I think that they should have a division that's devoted to nothing but this. There should be virtually no more COVID spending bills going through Congress. The White House needs to stop asking for it. You go back and you go get all the fraud money. Because it's out there, at least a good bit of it, that has fleeced the American taxpayer. And start naming names. I'm sorry that Trump, when he was president, he wanted to drain the swamp. It would have taken him years in order to do that, and I believe that is really part and parcel of the reason that inside forces and external forces and international forces fought to have this guy defeated, because he would have had another 4 years to drain the swamp.
Yep, you're right. And speaking of draining the swamp, we currently have a trial going on, Mr. Sussman, and Mark Elias, his name was brought up because he testified the other day. This is really getting down and dirty and interesting because Hillary's in the middle of all this. What the heck is going to happen?
Well, here's pretty much when Sussman, he was the one that reached out to the FBI lawyer, James Baker. And James Baker was presented with the information that Sussman gave him, And Baker's like, you know, there's really nothing here. He didn't see anything of it. But interestingly enough, the one name that's not in, or two names that are not in all of this, and that is James Comey and Peter Strzok. And so as a lawyer, Baker wanted to get this stuff off his desk, and so he handed it off. And therein lies where it kind of took off. But he knew that Sussman had nothing. And on the Mark Elias side, he did admit that he was keeping the Hillary Clinton campaign current on activities.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that Hillary is not as smart as everybody seems to think that she is. She just had the name. So she had all these operatives working the plot and on her behalf. And Mark Elias, Perkins Coie, was one of them, at least one of them. So her hands are not clean, but she's the second most protected person in Washington, D.C.
Mm. Yeah, and of course, Hillary, never say never with Hillary, because she may get into the race because of one simple thing, abortion, and this ruling and this law that just happened in Oklahoma, adjacent to Arkansas, where they passed a nearly total abortion ban, and she came out and had something to chime in about that, didn't care for that. That may be the lone subject that brings her back into the scheme of things.
I think that she's going to have too much attached to her, that I don't think that she'll get back in it by a long stretch.
I hope so. By the way, we got about a minute left here, about 30 seconds. Fiona Hill's back in the news again, running her mouth about all sorts of things, Donald Trump.
You know, Donald Trump represents the Republican Party. So you go to the top, and that's what they're doing. And when, you know, they concocted this thing, you know, MAGA and Mega MAGA, and that is not just Trump. That is all things Republican. That's all things conservative. So that is part and parcel why they had this Ministry of Truth nonsense, where this woman, Gina Jankowicz, resigned. But there's another piece to that, and that is how the Biden administration is turning our sovereignty over to the World Health Organization.
Okay, I got to talk to you tomorrow night. I let you go. You're going to get caught up by the thing here. Have a great day, and we'll see you then. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com.
To radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is voting to give more tax dollars to Ukraine as it fights back against the ongoing Russian invasion. The Senate finishing its part Thursday by passing the $40 billion measure, with a little under 90 senators voting for it. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul held up final passage for about a week due to concerns about the deficit and how the money would be spent. The bill now goes to President Biden. FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf testifies before the House Appropriations Subcommittee for Agriculture, Rural Development, Food and Drug Administration about the ongoing baby formula shortage. He dismisses the idea of axing safety rules to import more baby formula.
We will not let infant formula into the U.S. It is not safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty, well, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch in this portion of the program, our military news and veterans report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, you've heard me talk about them for several years on the program, and if you are looking for a career with longevity, where you can make a lot of money, where you will be able to travel the world if that's what you want to do, then you might want to check out National Aviation Academy, because the job that they're going to offer you involves travel if you want it, involves a tremendous amount of responsibility if you want it, involves doing great work for great with great people if you want it, and I can't think of anything better than keeping our aircraft flying around the world, not just America, but around the world. Now, you can find out more about them by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And after you take a look at the website and see what they have to offer, I want you to consider going to take a tour at one of the two campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, over here by me. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay here in Tampa Bay. Or Concord, Massachusetts, right outside the city limits of Boston. Either one, you'll be able to talk to students, instructors, and the people that would help you with a student loan, either get a veteran's loan if you're a veteran, or go through the conventional student loan wherewithal that they have there with the different ways that they have to help you get financed. Now, their number to call to ask to take a tour is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour of either the Clearwater campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. Well, you've heard a lot about that problems that the sailors have had committing suicides, as well as other branches of the service. And in particular, I'm going to address the Navy situation right now. Sailors must now wait 5 weeks for a mental health appointment as the Navy battles suicides, this coming from their top enlisted leader. Now, it's more than a month for sailors struggling with thoughts of suicide to get a medical health appointment, this coming from the top enlisted sailor in the Navy, who told House lawmakers Wednesday that this is unacceptable, and of course it's unacceptable, that it needs to be sped up somehow. And again, to my way of thinking, when you're talking about people that have thoughts about suicide or suicidal tendencies, you don't want them hanging around outside of the help realm that they can get any longer than possible. That's just me. Also, a helmet cam that has surfaced. The footage triggered a metal upgrade for one of the soldiers killed in the Niger ambush from 5 years ago. After viewing new helmet camera coverage recovered last year, American Army officials have decided to award the Silver Star Medal to one of its four troops killed in an ambush by the Islamic State-aligned militants in Niger nearly 5 years ago. Also, the National Guard says that there's members that are on state duty can, in fact, join unions. Now, the Department of Justice has just given the green light to National Guard members on active duty states across the country to join labor forces. That's right. The National Guard's going union. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. I can hear it now. Oh, just a minute, sir. I have to check with my union representative to see if I can do that. Yep, I can just see how that's going to work out. Wow. Double wow, for that matter. Double wow. But, just a sign of the times, I guess. Now, also, junior service members are being hit hard right now by inflation, according to the senior enlisted leaders. They're saying inflation and supply chain concerns are having an impact on service members and their families below the rank of E5. Well, it's probably all of them. Just as they're affecting other families nationwide. But our junior service members are feeling the largest impact. Well, of course, they get paid the less. And again, we'll see what happens there with everything that's going on. And let's not forget that there is a way to help them, because a lot of these people, they just aren't counseled when it comes to money. So, again, another way to try to do something rather than nothing. And Russian leaders are responding to the historic move by Finland and Sweden to apply to join NATO with the talk of retaliatory measures. However, what are they going to retaliate with? They've lost about 30% of their army down in the Ukraine region, and you're just not going to replace them automatically. Life is not good in the Russian military right now, I'll tell you that. And finally, before I go to a caller that's on the line, a Russian soldier has pled guilty to committing a war crime in Ukraine. He's the first of many that are going to be tried. He killed a civilian, shot him point-blank range of the head, killed him because his commanding officer told him to do it. All right, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric in East Tennessee.
You're not cloaking yourself today. Okay, all right.
I'm a jack of all trades, sir. Hey, real quick, you're talking about suicides in the military, which is, you know, veteran suicide.
Terrible.
It's horrible. Okay, this is my opinion. This is my experience. And this is my experience as being, you know, former active duty, now retired, and seeing the VA side of things and experiencing active duty angle on things. Here's my, as a concern. PTSD is legit. Okay, it is a real thing. It is a real ailment. It is a real issue that can be treated through counseling and or medication, combination of both, or even just someone to talk to and physical activity to get those endorphins pumping and teach people to learn how to manage certain things, manage situations better, and not necessarily accept it, the generic acceptance thing. But what we're finding and what I've seen in my experience and even my son's experiences on active duty currently is that while they are lowering standards for even physical activity or physical ability for people to get in to maintain these enlistment numbers, that also coincides with maybe it's just a collateral damage, so to speak. It coincides with a lower ability, mental resilience for stress. And the stress is perpetrated by, you know, somebody not talking to somebody the way that that person feels they should be talked to, et cetera. Again, I'm not saying that there wasn't mental health issues, you know, quote unquote, back in the day and stuff, but there was just a more resilient mindset, you know, to suck.
We had the chaplains. We had the chaplains. That was it.
You can go to the chaplains, right? Mm-hmm. But what's happening is that you have this society right now, and this, yeah, I'm speaking from my experience, you have this society. Do you guys remember? Do you remember when people were eating the Tide Pods?
Yeah.
The kids were eating all the soaps and stuff. Well, those kids are on active, you know, some of those kids I'm sure are on active duty right now. I'm generalizing here. But I think that we need to toughen up our children so that they can become more resilient adults. I'm just going to leave it there. Thanks,
all right.
Sir. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. That's Eric in East Tennessee. We appreciate him. Meantime, we're coming back with Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Whoa. Whoa. Alrighty, thank you very much, Mr. Markowski, for doing that. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S Acura, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. And, of course, Moss Acura will give you something that you aren't going to be able to get much anywhere else, and that's called the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, church pastors, too, all get a great deal and get taken care of like the heroes that you are at Moss Family Automotive's Moss Acura store. Now, that's the You Serve, You Save program. You also can check out the flagship MDX Sport Utility that they have there at Moss Acura, which is on North Florida here in Tampa. And, of course, people are coming from all around the state, all around the country, because they hear us talking about them, and they got to find out whether or not what I'm telling them is true, and they do, and they're saving a lot of money. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com is the place to go. Check them out and see what they can do for you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know, we talked about this. And lo and behold, if they didn't turn around, the Congress, that is, the Senate in particular, and pass by a vote of 86-11 The $40 billion Ukraine funding bill now sent over to be signed by Biden, and he's going to act on it right away, is what he's saying once he gets back from Korea. He's over there trying to make it look like he's a world leader.
Well, it's unfortunate because you had a few Republicans, I think it was like about 11 Republicans altogether that were, saying, wait a second, this is ridiculous. We've got so many issues going on in this country right now, and we're all of a sudden going to print more money and send it over there. Not to mention the fact that we are sending a hell of a lot more than Europe is combined. And it's in Europe's backyard. Obviously, this is a boon for defense contractors, and both Democrats and Republicans like getting their checks from them as well. But we don't even have an inspector general on this. Rand Paul put for that and, again, got pushed back on because, God forbid we have any sort of oversight on taxpayer funds. We're already, how far into this? We're going to send over $40 billion worth of, $20 billion plus is military equipment. I don't know what the other $20 billion is.
Right.
In a conflict that, quite frankly, it's awful. It's terrible. But you do realize that less than $10 billion has been spent altogether right now.
Right.
So I'm saying to myself, where's all this money going to go? Something's not right here. And everybody should be asking these questions. And we frame things saying, well, if you're against this $40 billion and you want, you're for Vladimir Putin. That's just intellectually ridiculous. It really is. And that's the type of crap that we get nowadays.
Well, they asked some of the people in Ukraine about the money, some of the people in power over there, and they were saying that the money was being, that as they got the extra money, the additional money, it was going into an account and just sitting there gathering some interest while they were trying to figure out what exactly they were going to buy with it, whether it was going to be more weapons or something for the people.
Where all the money ends up, I don't know. They allocate funds in a certain way, saying this has to go here. And we all know that, it doesn't always work out that way. You have an inspector general because, again, you take a look at the money we spent in Iraq and story after story after story of just waste and fraud. And, people understand that, one of the reasons why we have inflation is we just continue to print money that we don't have and spend it haphazardly. And this is just another example of that.
Now, the Republicans have proposed a bill to fight back against the woke capitalism. Their words, not mine. And as leaders in passive investing index funds like BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, which manage over $20 trillion in combined assets, have become some of the largest owners in most of the American public companies, due to their outsized control over American companies, they can use their leverage and use their millions of index fund investors into becoming a dominant voting bloc for many investor meetings. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, what we're talking about here with this what was the question again exactly? What did you want to know from this?
Well, what are they going to do with their money they got plus their influence? What, are they going to try to drag some more people into the mix here?
That's always the case when it comes to money. I mean, par for the course. Whenever these things start mixing themselves together, ESG investing. Let me give you an example of just how ridiculous this is. The ESG investing board yesterday kicked Tesla off. This is the largest electric car maker in the entire world by far.
Yep.
Why? It was politics. It has nothing to do with it. Yet Nike is an ESG company, yet they utilize slave labor in China. So the whole thing is a scam to get people that Wall Street invented to get people to part with their money and pay higher fees for funds that don't do as well. It's patently absurd. The whole thing's stupid.
Well, you and I talk a lot about gas prices, right?
Yes.
And I'm just going to go over here real quick and just see what's going on. Here we are. Gasoline, I'm showing today, is up 11 cents a gallon from what it was the last time I looked. It's up to 383 now. And it was at 402 to start the week, dropped down to 372. Now it's back up to 383. That's the wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery. And we're hearing J.P. Morgan predict it's going to be, and these are their words, not mine, a cruel summer of gas prices above $6 a gallon on an average all across the country.
Yeah, more than likely. There you go. Keep voting for donkeys. Obviously, it's stupid. This is completely self-inflicted. Yesterday, you had Jennifer Granholm being drilled in Congress, which is nonsense, blaming this entire thing on Russia and Vladimir Putin's dumbest thing ever. Prior to Putin going into Ukraine, gasoline prices were up almost 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So please, and I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, they keep trying to say it's the Putin price hike. It's not the Putin price hike. It's the Joe Biden job description and what he did to begin with when everything started to go up because of his policies.
Yeah, I mean, you're shutting down pipelines. And it was funny yesterday, talked about that. Stephen Hayward had a column, and the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline, where there have been over 1 million barrels a day. Could have recalled a time where a president canceled a project that was already under construction, that was already approved. The Biden administration approved that project. So, I mean, it's awful. It really is.
Now, the other thing that's going on right now is Bidenflation, as they call it, is causing home sales to fall again, but the prices for the homes are way up.
Well, prices for homes are up. Again, it's a lot of supply chain issues that we're dealing with right now, quite frankly. And I wish we did, just completely drop all these tariffs, get the supply chains going, get materials back here so home builders can just start, building homes a lot faster than they are now. I mean, that's one of the main issues right now is you can't even finish them because you don't have the materials.
Yeah, I've noticed that. And what Canada was doing when they were shipping a lot of their lumber this away, it's now going away from the U.S.
Well, it's the tariffs drove the prices up. And, right now is probably a good time to get rid of some of that. Yeah, it's just some of the same supply chain stuff that we have right now with, this baby formula.
Now, I don't know if you heard this, but former Attorney General Bill Barr has agreed to speak with the January 6th panel, but he said, wait a minute, I'm going to do it behind closed doors.
I to be honest with you, Kevin, I don't pay much attention because that to me is like a political sideshow, this entire thing. It's a waste of our time, just like UFO hearings were a waste of time. There's much bigger fish to fry, and of course, that's what Congress feels that they, spend our taxpayer dollars on, nonsense like that.
Yeah. Well, do your homework, because tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about Hunter Biden and what they got planned for him. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Come on.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the different things he has to offer, and you will be a much more informed citizen. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.